I stand here today to call us to continue to be focused on something that's not currently the top of the news, but on something that is a pressing and an ongoing national concern. We need to be strictly and aggressively enforcing the terms of our nuclear deal with Iran that we reached with a variety of our other international partners and that is currently moving forward. And we need to push back on Iran's bad and disruptive behavior, not just in its region, but globally, and to give our administration and international agencies the resources and the nominees confirmed that will allow them to be successful in enforcing our actions against Iran. Mr. President, just a few short months ago, if you asked anyone what topics would be at the top of the list of America's foreign policy conversation or the upcoming presidential campaign, you would have been hard-pressed to find anyone who didn't mention the Iran nuclear agreement front and center. It completely centered the debate in this chamber and around the country last summer and fall. What a difference a few months can make. This morning, many of us are deeply concerned about an alleged bomb threat in Los Angeles that's causing hundreds of thousands of school children to be sent home mid-school day. And in response to the recent and horrific attacks in Paris and in San Bernardino, we're focused on identifying weaknesses in our border security and in finding ways to protect the American people without compromising our fundamental values. We're rightly focused on expanding the U.S.-led coalition to defeat ISIS and on finding a way to assist our allies in providing safe haven to some of the millions of refugees fleeing terror and chaos abroad. Sadly, we're also distracted by a Republican presidential primary in which a leading candidate has cast aside the Constitution in favor of incendiary rhetoric. That's why, Mr. President, I rise today to make sure we remain focused on one of America's most important challenges to the United States and our key allies, including centrally Israel, which is enforcing the terms of the nuclear deal with Iran.